everyone, and welcome to Daily Newspaper Analysis. So we will be analyzing the important articles for yesterday, that was 21st of October, and today, that is 22nd October. So we have three articles for our discussion. The first one is from the Hindu newspaper, which is titled as Outlining the National Security. So this talks about that how can we enhance the ability to secure our nation more, specifically when it comes to the cybercrime and other kinds of problems that we might be facing. The second article is from the Indian Express, which is titled as Questions Regarding the Deputy Speaker Election. So basically, what are the powers of the Deputy Speaker? How is he elected? All of these things will be discussed in this article. And the last article we have is again from the Indian Express, which is titled as The 100 Crore Mark for Vaccine Against COVID. So basically, as recently India has touched the 100 crore mark for vaccinating the people. So how, you know, what can we do in the coming times and what better can be done in this direction will be discussed here. So this newspaper analysis is presented by me. My name is Sheva Khan. I am a BA LLB law graduate and I have completed my law degree from Otranto University in the year 2019. I completed my degree with a gold medal in my badge. I also have been a national debater and a public speaker, and here at LawSeeko, I'm working as the manager for current affairs vertical. If you wish to connect with me, you can find me on my Twitter as well as LinkedIn handles. The links to both are available on the description box below. So let's start with the first article of the day, which talks about the 100 crore mark for vaccine against the COVID-19 virus. So on 20th October, that was just a day before yesterday, India achieved the milestone of administering 100 crore doses of the COVID vaccination to its population. So let's understand that what are the possibilities in the future that we might have to see. So out of the 93.89 crore of adult population, 29.5 crores are completely vaccinated, which means that both the doses have been completed. By 2021 end, 70 to 80% adults will have been vaccinated. Vaccines for under 18 are also in process for approval. A booster dose for those who took their vaccines in January and February 2021 will also have to be made. Now here, the government needs to keep in force the COVID protocols so that there is no any kind of lethargy in the entire process. Appropriate vaccination has reopened the gates for economic activities and for the people to return to their normal lives, because obviously now traveling has become easier for the people who have been vaccinated and even easier for them who have been vaccinated with both the doses of their vaccine. Also, people are getting back to their works, the economic activities are able to be resumed because people now think that they're safer as compared to the people who have not been vaccinated, not even with a single dose. So India is at an advantage for already having been exposed to the Delta variant of COVID virus. So in a way, if at all, we will be developing the immunity through the COVID vaccine. So it would include, we can really hope that it would also include that there would be the Delta variant, or the resistance against the Delta variant would also be there. So complete vaccination is still a far way of 31.4%, not counting the population below 18. So that is why we know that if we at all think of complete vaccination of the country, then this still is a dream in a way which we have to work for, which we have very soon we'll be achieving, but yet it has to be done. Now, why at all this is a reason to celebrate is that India had the fastest coverage for vaccination possibly anywhere in the world. Only China has administered twice the doses. Also, India, however, started much late, only in the mid-January, but yet as compared to the so less of time, we actually have achieved a very high mark. Also, the vaccination was further strained due to unavailability of raw materials, but now this has been worked upon by the authorities, and definitely it's a good sign that we do not now really have a shortage of vaccines, which earlier India was facing. Also, the present pace of dosage runs somewhere between 20 to 60 lakhs every day, which is actually very huge. With this, let's discuss the second article for the day, which talks about outlining the national security policy. So the national security policies, which we call as the NSP, has undergone significant changes in the last two decades of the 21st century. So these cyber attacks are the new threats, as cyber weaponry is available even to the poorest nations. Now, this is one thing that we need to understand, that since the time the people have evolved, the technologies have evolved, the kinds of crimes have also changed. Now, earlier, there were crimes generally that was physical in nature. Now, people have also resorted to crimes that can be committed through internet, through devices, through technologies, which ultimately are called as the cyber attacks. Now let's understand that how does the cyber terrorism shape the national security policy. So in cyber warfare, metrics like the GDP and the size of a nation become irrelevant for determining warring capacity or deterrence. Now, this is one thing that we need to understand here, that for example, country A is physically in war with country B. Now, in this situation, both the countries will need to have the physical assets, the defense mechanisms, the technologies, that these could be tanks, these could be artilleries, guns, and various kinds of, you know, missiles, fighter jets, and whatnot. But, and in this case, definitely the GDP of the country would play an important role. Let's say, for example, that India, God forbid, comes under a war or falls under a war with a small, poor African nation. Now, in this situation, obviously, India definitely has a better GDP and there's a better capacity in getting the latest of the technologies and the latest of fighter jets and everything that is required for the physical war. But unlikely this is not the case when we talk about the cyber warfare. In this situation, even a country, even an island or whatsoever, just because now this because comes through the intellect of the people, this is actually a kind of an intellectual, you know, output, though definitely it's very dangerous and not something that we really want to have. But in this case, the economic prevalence or the economic power of a country does not really play a very, very significant role here. Please do not get that, you know, economy plays absolutely no role. No, that's not the case, because for all the latest gadgets, technologies, you need some money, of course. But still, the economic capacity of the nation would not, you know, hamper its presence in such cyber warfare. So the national security policies have to accommodate the drones, robots, satellites, artificial intelligence, covering more than just overt or covert operations. So basically, even if the operations are on the face, that are called as the overt operations, or even they are hidden operations like the covert ones. So in that situation, the national security policies have to include the drones, robots, satellites, artificial intelligence, and whatnot. Then a bilateral cyber conflict could cause damage on an unprecedented scale. For example, the Mumbai electricity was shut down for hours through a cyber attack from China. Now, in this case, it was actually even very difficult to even detect that some kind of cyber attack is going on. And thus, it was very, very difficult to also stop it at the right time. So the national security policy will now have to list down the assets that need to be protected and the possible opponents who could attack the same. Now, this could be the assets that we're talking about, is the crucial information, other data about the people that we have. Like, for example, the government has their Aadhaar cards linked. So even our fingerprints are there with the government. Just imagine that how bizarre a situation would be, that the portals of the government where the sensitive data has been stored, if that gets hacked by any country, any other country. So they literally will have information about every individual of the nation, which definitely is not very safe. So also the pandemic has driven the economies to a brink of to the brink of disaster, and the new priorities of the national security policy would be desalinating seawater, immunity medication, hydrogen fuel cells, and thorium for nuclear reactors and anti-computer viruses as well, because these are the new age kind of wars that are taking place. So the agenda shall be critical of new technology emerging in cyberspace, and multilateral treaties have also left India with no real allies. So definitely India should come together with various other countries in order to make sure that the data, the viruses also that are hampering the computers, that are hampering the technological system, so these can be checked right in time, and that we have the right kind of mechanism and technology to check such kinds of cyber attacks. So here this article also talks about the methods to incorporate in the national security policy. So first that it talks about is the resource mobilization, wherein it says that this can be best achieved by banks through, first, increasing the FD interest rates of the banks and decreasing the loan interest rates. So then the another way is also to incentivize the manufacturers or the production of goods that are in demand. So basically what we can do here is that, so now let's discuss the third and final article for the day, which talks about questions regarding the deputy speaker election. So the new deputy speaker of Uttar Pradesh was appointed on Monday. The speaker, whose name is Nitin Agrawal, was a Samajwadi Party ticket winner in 2017 before defecting to BJP. So the anti-defection action was rejected by the speaker days before his election, making him essentially an SP winner still. So let's understand that what are the provisions relating to the deputy speaker under the Constitution of India. Articles 93 and 178 make appointing a deputy speaker absolutely necessary, and that it shall be done at the earliest. So generally, the deputy speaker is elected in the second session unless there are serious and unavoidable circumstances. Article 19, Clause 1 provides that it states that the Deputy Speaker shall have the powers of the Speaker when taking over the office in the absence of the Speaker. Yes, of course, we all know that. And if the para 5th of 10th schedule states that a Deputy Speaker has to leave his affiliation with a political party on virtue of being elected as a Deputy Speaker, because he would not be allowed to belong to a particular political party once he is now holding the position of the DYS. So the Deputy Speaker also cannot rejoin the same party or another party during the term of office. So let's understand that what has been the court's intervention in the election of the Deputy Speaker. So Delhi High Court has had a petition which stated that delay in the appointment of Deputy Speaker is violative of Article 93 because it provides for the absolute necessary and earliest appointment of the Deputy Speaker to the House. So there is no such precedent of court forcing the appointment of one. However, the experts opine and they say that the court does not have the power to inquire on the subject when you talk about the separation of powers as provided under the Constitution of India. And normally the courts do not intervene in the procedural conduct of the parliament, says Article 122, Clause 1 of the Indian Constitution. So that was all for the day. Thank you so much for joining in. If you wish to download the PDF of today's slides, you can join a Telegram channel. The link is there in the description box below. Or you can scan the QR code that you can see on your screens right now. Also, do not forget to follow us on our official Instagram channels for Law Seeker, Judiciary, CLAT Prep, UGC Net, as well as Law Finance. Thank you so much.